Yo, son, women talk. Women talk. If you one of them dudes that step out the house nasty, y'all step out the house nasty, they talking about you. Yo, we back. We back for a whole nother episode of Think Pieces and Conversations. From now on, I do not say what episode number it is. I do not say where we at in the series because a lot of footage had to get moved around. A lot of things had to get topsy-turvied and placed in other places so that the timeline can make sense. It's like a Marvel thing. It's like a Marvel timeline with me. Let's have a little bit of fun. Let's have a little bit of fun. The topic for today's episode is hygiene credit. Now, since we got the flames in the back, I must warn people. If you don't have good hygiene credit, you're probably gonna be offended by this. Sorry to say. Not sorry to say. If you have more than one wash rag that you use in your bathroom, I don't think you'll be offended by this video, to be honest. If you're a person that cleans your bathroom every couple weeks, your shower doesn't have mildew on it, toilets, you probably won't be offended by this. Whoever's watching this, just answer it in your head or in the comments. Do you use one wash rag or more than one wash rag when you're taking a shower? If you only use one wash rag, there's no way that you have high hygiene credit. It's impossible. The people that have really good hygiene credit, like myself, I use three. One for my face, one for my body, and one for where the sun does not shine. For one, where the sun does not shine. Now, there's a reason why I use three. Obviously, when I name the body parts that those wash rags are used for, I don't think I gotta get too much in detail of why I use those for what I use them for. I don't think so. Now, how often do you clean your bathroom? I must tell you, it doesn't matter how many wash rags you use. It doesn't matter how expensive or how potent your cologne is that you have in your room. It does not matter. If your shower is not, your bathroom is not clean, you could do whatever you want. You're gonna have a smell on you that you're just not gonna be able to get off you. And your hygiene credit will always be poor in my book. There's something about your environment, the place where you get cleaned at, is extremely important. Very important. You could use the best body wash. You could use the best soaps. You could have the most expensivest toilet with the bidet in it. I must tell you, there is a smell that you will not be able to ever get off you. Work on your hygiene credit and clean the places that you clean yourself at. Wouldn't that just make sense? Now, how many toothbrushes do you use? Now, this separates the men from the boys. You could use the toothbrushes, right? Because I use two. And I use a tongue scraper. I use two toothbrushes and a tongue scraper. I have an electric toothbrush. Very powerful one. And I have a regular toothbrush that I use my tongue for. Not everybody is at that level. And I floss. So I'm at like the 800 credit score of hygiene credit. I'm where only a couple people lay at and stay at. Some of y'all got the bullshit toothbrush. Y'all barely spend 3 minutes brushing your teeth. Y'all barely spend 20 seconds brushing your tongue. Y'all don't know what a tongue scraper is. You can't talk to me about nothing when it comes to that level of hygiene credit. We can't get the same house. We can't get the same car. We can't get the same interest rate. Listen, my hygiene credit is so good. I might can not take a shower for 2 days and still be good. Now, this is where hygiene credit makes the most sense. If you have very high hygiene credit, that means it's very hard for you to smell because you don't have no backed up residue nowhere. There's no backed up. You ain't got no backed up nasty shit. No backed up sweat. You don't wear the same socks every day. It's just different, bro. And as a man, there are people out there that's spreading very bad messages about men. That a man shouldn't lotion his skin. He only should lotion the parts that you see outside of your clothes. I'm like, bro. So you trying to tell me you only lotion your face, your hands, and if your ankle's showing, you lotion that and that's it? Hold on. So you don't wash the inside of your ass because you think it's gay? Wait. Listen. Anybody that says they don't lotion their whole body, I don't ever want to be associated with them people. Man, woman, none of that. Don't ever associate me with those people. I don't understand those people. You're ashy. Your legs are ashy. That's nasty. The girls that I'm into, the girls that like me, they don't understand that language. What? Huh? Yo, a lot of y'all dudes out there, man, y'all are disgusting. I must tell y'all, bro. And the girls be talking to me. And they be telling me, like, yo, don't hang out with him. That dude breath be hot. I be like, what? Damn. I can't even associate with most y'all no more. I be like, nah, I've been to his house and he... Nah, don't fuck with him. Damn. What? Yo, son, women talk. Women talk in this. If you one of them dudes that step out the house nasty, y'all step out the house nasty, they talking about you. They gonna act like they don't fuck with you, dog. Me? Yo, he always smell good. He always smell good. Damn, I don't know what it is. He always got good cologne on. Damn. I don't know what it is, but his breath never stink. Damn. I don't know what it is, but he always... Get your hygiene credit up. What's other things that raise your hygiene credit? Your deodorant? That's normal. You could really just have a fair hygiene credit with deodorant. If you use any of that bullshit, like the old school Secret and all that, your hygiene credit could never be close to mine. I use deodorants that smell so natural and so good. They don't have the aluminums and the parabens that these the Secrets and all that bullshit y'all use have. But they are just as powerful. But they smell like normal things. They smell like, you know, coconut, you know, like vanilla, you know, like teak wood. That Secret and all that Dove nasty shit, that just smells like chemicals. Ew. Oh, another thing. Another thing. If you don't shave, because I hear some of y'all be talking, especially the men, y'all talking about y'all don't shave y'all private parts, your hygiene credit will never be past the 600. It'll never be past the 600. I'm at like the 850. I might could get a building for 3% interest rate. If we talking credit, if you know what credit is, then I ain't gotta explain too much. I might could get a house with 4% interest rate. It's different. You must shave your private parts. Yep, inside, yep, your butt too, all that. You must get you one of them clippers or whatever. And you gotta take care of that. Ain't no excuse. Them chicks that I attract versus them chicks that you attract is way different. We do not compare. When they get me in the room and I take my clothes off, they're gonna want me to come back. Just based off the hygiene alone, they like, yo, I feel like I could just do whatever I want with him. How is he this clean? My hygiene credit is phenomenal. That's what it is. I could not take a shower for 16 hours, and I bet I smell better than 90% of human beings on planet Earth. Are you kidding me? Get your hygiene credit up. Clean your bathroom, bedroom often. Why you think you so stressed? Why you think you just can't think? Your mind is too cluttered because it's looking at that pile that you got in the corner of your room that you just had laying there. Ew. Ew. You can't focus. You like, why can I not focus? Maybe I need to work out. Bro, the first place to handle your concentration issues is the places that you stay in the most. The places where you rest your head at, you sleep at. Clean your bedroom. Make your bed up. Vacuum your floor. Oh, you don't have a vacuum in your house? You don't have a vacuum in your house? Wait, what? You don't have dishwashing liquid? Wait, what? Yo, there's a couple. Yo, listen to me. This one time, I'm gonna tell y'all a story. This is one time I went to this girl's house, bro. And she probably gonna see this. I don't care. But this was like a long time ago, a couple years ago. She had a roommate. I went to the bathroom and there was no hand soap in the bathroom. Yo, listen, I've been to a lot of houses that did not have hand soap in the bathroom. And my mind is boggled by this every time. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I can never get it. I've been to a couple houses where y'all barely got toilet paper. I'm sorry, I don't get it. I've been to a couple houses and y'all don't have wipes. I'm sorry, I don't get it. I've been to a couple houses. Some of y'all don't have lotion. I'm sorry, I don't get it. I've been to a couple houses and y'all toothbrush look like it's at least 3 years old. I'm sorry, I don't get it. Your hygiene credit is low. Move it up. Because you're a man, that don't mean you gotta be nasty. If you're a pretty woman and you have anything wrong with your hygiene, you go from a whatever your number is, it drops by 4 or 5 points. I must tell you, there's a couple eights that I've been around and they hygiene was not good. So they eights will go straight down to a 5 or a 4 and they never got a call ever again. Get your hygiene credit up. A lot of y'all, there's only a couple people's hygienes, a handful of people in my life that got like 700s, 800s. And it's very sad. Y'all are human beings and y'all move around and y'all be disrespecting people without saying a word. People like me want to slap fire out y'all. Like, honestly, like, yo, why are you next to me smelling like this? I feel like you trying me. Move. Get down in the comments or wherever you watch this video, if you watch this on TikTok. And please let me know what are other habits, other things that indicate that you have a high hygiene credit. I name that I use 3 wash rags. I name that I use lotion. I name that I use wipes. I name that I use toilet paper. I name that I floss. I name that I use a tongue scraper. I name that I clean my bathroom often, at least every other week. I named it. There's so many things, man. So many things. Like, subscribe to the channel. Go to YouTube. Go to my Spotify. Go to anywhere that you see podcasts are. And go link with Think Pieces and Conversations. This is another episode of Think Pieces and Conversations. Please rate this. Rate the show. I love y'all. Adolf out.